life experiences. What are the experiences you've gone through? These also create your mindset. For example, I have a dog named Malty that I loved very, very much. Sadly, Malty got killed in a car accident. So now when my family goes for a walk with our dog, I'm very cautious about how close she is to the road and the cars that are going by. That experience affects a mindset that I have to constantly work on. I have to tell myself not to be overly cautious to the point that it makes me less relaxed on our walks. Lies we tell ourselves. Do you know that you talk to yourself more than anyone else? You need to pay attention to this self-talk in order to identify your mindset. Once you take a look at yourself and recognize where you got your mindset, you can recognize that there's some area of your life that you need to work on in order to change your mindset with God's help. Are you too pessimistic? Are you guilty of self-condemnation? When you're sitting in your car or lying on your bed, ask yourself, what are my thoughts? I actually say them out loud. When you say it out loud, you realize how silly some of those thoughts are, and then you need to replace them with positive thoughts. Let's imagine some of the lies we tell ourselves. One could be, I don't have time to exercise. Is that true? We make time for things that are our priorities. Maybe you lie to yourself again and say, I'll go to the gym tomorrow. The truth is, you can go today. You can feel better if you go. Tell yourself that out loud. Maybe your lie isn't that you don't have time to exercise, but instead you'll say, I don't have enough money to save. That's a lie. The truth is you can always save some of what you have, even if it's a small amount. Another lie is, I'll give more money to God once I make more money. The Bible says in Malachi 3, test me in this and see if I won't throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessing that you will not have enough room for it. And in Proverbs 3, 9 through 10, honor the Lord with your wealth, with the first fruits of all your crops, and then your barns will be filled to overflowing and your vats will brim over. So you need to offset your mindset with the opposite thoughts to fill your mind with truth. Replace those automatic, impulsive lies immediately with the truth. The world's highest performers discipline their minds, replacing negative thoughts with positive ones.